In this video, we're going to talk a little bit about symbols and symbol resolution. We're going to open up the data file that we created with the tutorial example and open up the stack stacks view, as well as home in on the tutorial.exe example. And I'm going to do one more thing, is I'm going to just change the grouping. You don't have to understand what this does. All that really matters is that it displays more of these lines that have question marks in there. So there's CLR bang question mark, NTOS kernel question mark, and so on. This one and this one. You are bound to see these. For managed code, for JIT compiled managed code, the purview can automatically resolve the symbols. So you can see here, there are some symbols already resolved. But by default, anything that's unmanaged you need to get what's called a PDB file, a symbol file associated with that DLL, and look up the symbols, and that can take a while. And so Purview does not do this automatically, and so you have to ask it. And so in the meantime, what it does is whenever it has an address that it doesn't have symbolic information for, it just puts a question mark instead. And so what you'll see some of these in your output. The question is, what do you do? And the answer is, all you need to do is right-click on it and go to this one, Look Up Symbols. And when you do that, it goes off, and you can see now it says I'm loading the symbols, and poof. Now you can see that instead of having CLR question mark, I now have all sorts of things with real names. Moreover, is I can do that several times. I can hold down the control key, and I can decide I want to look up all of these DLLs. So I can pick several things that have question marks, and again I can right click, or I can just use this this shortcut Alt-S, so I can do either of those, and it will go off and do all three of those. And so in a very short period of time, you can get all the symbols you want. Moreover, those symbols have now been cached locally onto this machine. So if I were to close Purview, and so I'm going to do that, and relaunch it, and open this again, what will happen is that because those symbols are local, and therefore we have the expectation that looking them up is very fast, it went ahead, I'm going to go back to the view I was at before, and you can see that it's resolved all those symbols. So in other words, from now on, after I've done that once in some session of Purview, I never have to look up those symbols again, because those PDBs have been cached locally, and I never have to, and it will automatically resolve symbols that are cached locally. But the thing that you just need to remember is that if you're looking at things with question marks, you can just sort of select them and hit Alt-S, and it will go and look them up. If for whatever reason it doesn't work, that's when you should be looking at this log, and this has very detailed information of exactly where it looked and how it and what it found and what it didn't find. The other thing that I want to show you about symbol resolution is this thing up here, this set symbol path. This shows the path that is being used to look up symbols right now. And you can see that it is looking at the Microsoft symbol server, and that it is putting, for people who recognize this, and it's putting the things locally into this directory, which is your temp directory, a directory called symbols in my temp directory. And so that is the default that it will create for you. Typically, that's enough. That's enough to get most of the operating system DLLs as well as the CLR of shipped things. But if you have your own, you either have to modify the either you have to come in here and add extra places to look to find PDBs, or you have to set this environment variable NT symbol path. So if you set NT symbol path in the normal way, Purview will use it, but you can also set it here. Purview also remembers any time you add things in this dialog box, and it will remember it from run to run. So once you put something into this dialog box, you shouldn't have to do it again on that machine for Purview. So that's pretty much what you need to know in order to resolve symbols, unmanaged symbols, with purview. If you have problems, there is a section on symbols in the troubleshooting guide. So it talks about symbol resolution and exactly what purview does. And with that, good luck with symbols.